Welcome to Witch's Brew. I'm Jordan.
And I'm Emma, and we're the host of this Mystic Pod.
Welcome to our bonus episode.
Bonus stories.
Yes. Crazy stories. And hello, Emma. How are you?
Hello, Jordan. I'm good. How are you?
It's just always so good to see your face through that screen.
You know,
one of these days, it's going to be in person.
Yeah. No, that would be amazing. No, but I love our new, plan to record on Sundays. I think this is,
Yes.
It just feels so much better.
It does. We were, for our listeners, we were kind of recording, we would try to record earlier during the week, but then every time we would record during the week, it would end up being, we'd end at, 8:30 or 9, and it was just, we would get so, at least I would get so tired. Yeah, if we had technical difficulties, oh my god, it would be so much longer. which we dealt with today, but it's okay. It's okay. It only took 30 minutes to figure out our technical difficulties today.
That was a record. We, got on it. Yeah. It was good.
Yeah, somehow the first few episodes we did literally had nothing. There was went so well, and then everything after that was just technical difficulty. But hey, we're here.
We're here. We are thriving. We're ready to do this. Stories. Talk about these stories.
I'm so excited. I'm in such a good mood. It's been sunny. It's been nice.
I'm just so ready. Nice. This, pre-spring air, it was so nice to get out and just, soaking up the vibes. Yeah. No, I love it.
Feels very unreal that literally a year ago, probably in about a week, I think, is when, Italy shut down and when we all realized that COVID was almost a thing. So, hey, everyone who's listening, congrats. You got through a really, really fucking hard year, and we're all here, so let's celebrate with some crazy stories.
Yes, well, I'm excited to start. This is, I think this is our official, we've talked about weird stories before, but I think this is, our official, where we found random ones that wasn't, pertaining to a specific
episode. This isn't really pertaining to witchcraft or anything else. We just really wanted to bring bonus episodes that are literally just fun, the most unexplainable stories and stuff that we can find. So
it's nice to do a little, you said, the bonus and just have it be a little shorter than our normal episodes and just kind of more casual. And
definitely.
So if, you just have a quick, you just want to listen to something quick and it's entertaining. So it's going to be fun to start doing this. So
yes. So if you want little bite-sized episodes, we'll try to make these shorter for you guys, and it's just gonna be some fun stories. I know we have some fun stuff lined up today, so do you want to start us off, Emma?
Let's get into it. Which I know in the future hopefully we'll have some more listener and stories from our family and friends and stuff, but today we just found some crazy stuff from the internet, and I know I was
still my favorite. I love crazy stuff on the internet.
I was last week I was just I hadn't even started doing the research yet or looking for stuff, and I was just on social media, and all of a sudden all these articles just popped up and out of nowhere. Ooh. It was crazy stuff, people's weird experiences. So
my god,
okay,
you're being tracked.
I think I am. But I mean, my life is boring, so they're not going to get.
No, it's good. I mean, I love, quick side note, I love when people are I hate targeted ads, and it's but the government already knows everything they want to know about you, so just have fun with your targeted ads. At least you're not seeing ads for adult underwear or diapers or something.
That would be okay, so I have a few BuzzFeed articles. I went down a BuzzFeed rabbit hole just because there's so many weird articles in there about people's weird stories.
Oh, it's very easy to do.
Yeah. Okay, so yeah, a lot of these are really short, but we can just talk about, I'll just share a few and we can just talk about them, and it'll be fun. So
I'm so excited.
I didn't find anything it wasn't too long. So I mean, it's fine because short is good sometimes.
Yeah, mine aren't very long either.
So this first one is called The Voice, and this is one of those examples of how you have an inner voice sometimes, which I think these stories are so fascinating, where you have a voice inside of you that at the right moment is there for you.
I love those so much.
This is from, they have, like, the people that sent them in, like, their, I don't know if it's from Reddit, like, their usernames, but it's mm-hmm. KDD47FD64E0D.
Good name.
And this is her story. I was at an intersection near my house. I had a green light to turn right, and the intersection was clear, but I heard a voice, clear as day, tell me to stop and look at the intersection. Just then, a big red truck blew through the intersection against the light. If I had turned, he would have hit me, and I probably would have been seriously injured or killed. I now take any gut feeling or voice I hear very seriously.
Holy shit.
Yeah. Isn't that crazy?
That's insane. And that's so... I've had close calls like that, not where it's, like, a voice told me, but, like, oh, that's... It's so scary whenever you even have anything, like a close call like that in a car. So, like, I can't even... Imagine.
I know, because it... Yeah.
Sorry. No, you go.
No. I was going to say, like, it's like, such a weird... Like, you don't think, you know, just, like, the light was green for her, so you're, like, you know, it's green, like, I can go, but you don't know when someone's going to just plow through a light. Like, it's okay. Just so crazy.
So,
but she had that feeling inside of her.
I totally forgot that I even knew this story, but you saying it literally reminded me. I'll just say it because it's, like, a cool mystic story.
Yeah.
Andy's mom experienced, like, basically the same thing when he was little. So she was driving, and I think only he was in the car. I don't think his older brother was in the car, but I'm not sure. She was driving, and he was a baby. He was in the back seat. I think he was only, like, 1 or 2, so, like, baby toddler age. And she was driving past one of those, like, she was driving past a railroad, and it was a yield sign only, and she, like, wasn't planning on yielding just because she, like, never yielded at, like, when do you actually ever yield at a railroad track? Probably never.
Yeah.
So, she wasn't gonna yield, and she said a biker passed her, so it's almost not the same, but it kind of is. A biker passed her. And right as she was kind of, like, approaching the railroad track, he turned around and looked at her and gave her a really weird look, like, a really weird look. And for some reason, like, it just made her, like, stomach turn, and she stopped. Like, he kept going. He, like, went.
Yeah.
I don't know if he, like, stopped or whatever, but, or if he was, like, that far ahead of her, but he turned, gave her a really strange look. And so she stopped because it just, like, freaked her out. And literally, like, as she stopped, a train went by.
Oh, my God.
Because it wasn't one of those, like, where it didn't have one of the electrical
arms.
Yeah, because
I was going to say the lights. Yeah, usually, like, the red lights go on or whatever.
If you, if you're in, like, a more rural area, like, even around here, there are some railroad tracks where, like, literally all there is a yield sign and there's nothing else.
Oh, and my... That's, like, super dangerous.
I know. And like, I hate trains already, so, like, I hate the idea of that. So now, and she's, like, that's, like, her whole thing is now she tells everyone, like, yield at trains. Like, yield at railroad tracks because you never know. Isn't that crazy?
Well, just crazy. Yeah, and, like, going back to the story, I bet just, like, all that, like, your gut instinct or, like, you feel something and you, it's like, always trust that. Or, like, if, like, in that case of the girl in the story, like, she heard that voice, like,
trust your inner voice.
Yeah. And it wasn't even, it was just, like, you know, like, sometimes you, like, have, like, your conscience or whatever, like, you can hear, but, like, it was, like, a clear voice that she heard that wasn't hers telling her. And, like, it's just so creepy to, like, think about. Like, stories like that always just give me goosebumps.
It's crazy.
Because it's crazy.
Well, and it's, like, but, is it her subconscious that saw the truck, but she doesn't even realize she saw the, like, it's just so crazy.
Yeah. Right? Yeah, so that's my first one. So if you want to do one now,
yeah,
we can switch around.
Yeah, so I have one, and I actually, I'll go through some of my sources because I didn't use, like, one article. I used a few. So my source for this story is an article from imir.org, and it is called The Mystical Experience of Jane Goodall. And as soon as I saw that, I was like, I have to know.
Ooh.
I don't know if you've ever heard of Jane Goodall, Emma.
Yes, I have.
Okay, cool. Well, for any of you who don't know, and I'm, like, an animal lover, so I'm obsessed with Jane Goodall. I always have been. But, like, if for any of you who don't know, she's this awesome, amazing woman. She's a British primatologist and is still considered today the world's foremost expert on chimpanzees. And she's most well-known for her 55-year-long study of chimpanzee family and social relations in Tanzania. So
that's crazy. I didn't realize it was that long.
Yeah, she committed her entire life to this.
Yeah.
So oh my gosh. She's incredible. And this isn't really like a crazy mystic experience. I just thought it was really beautiful and cool, and I had to tell it. So her mystical experience occurred while she was in the forest of Gombe back in Tanzania after a very hectic week, or a very hectic 6 weeks. She had been spending 6 weeks back in America, where her schedule was, like, literally fully packed. Like, all she was doing was going to fundraiser dinners and, like, banquets and talking to people and doing what she does. So it was super hectic and crazy, which I'm sure in comparison to, like, being out in the wilderness of Tanzania with chimpanzees is just incredibly different.
Yeah.
So she was finally back in the forest, and she said that all of a sudden, like, she was just sitting there, and all of a sudden, she just felt completely lost in awe of, like, the beauty and nature around her, and she completely slipped into a state of heightened awareness, which sounds incredible. So,
ooh.
She said it's really hard for her to describe, just like everyone who has, like, a spiritual experience, like, it's very difficult in words to, like, describe what was happening, but she said that it felt as if, like, it almost sounds like a mini ego death. Like, she said, like, she felt like she didn't exist. There wasn't her and nature and the chimpanzees. It was like they were all one, and she could feel, like, the same energy coursing through all of them. And she said she could hear new frequencies in the bird song around her, and she could smell things that she had never smelt before, like, the smell of the dirt around her was so strong, she almost couldn't stand it because she could smell everything around her.
Wow.
She could see, like, the veins and the leaves, like, around. Like, she, it felt to me like, you know in Twilight when Bella gets changed into a vampire?
Okay, honestly, I thought of that right away. I honestly thought of
that. That's what I thought of when she was like, oh, I could see the veins I could see the veins in, like, the tree leaves. I was like, that's like Bella.
Wait, that's hilarious. I literally, we're on the same wave. Like, yes. I thought of that right away. I was like, wait, this sounds like something from Twilight.
Two girls who were raised on Twilight.
I love that, though, because, like you said, she really couldn't describe it. And, like, when like, just her, like, her, like, trying to describe what she saw, but, like, not able to just, like, it's, like one feeling. It just goes to show that, like, until you experience something like that, I mean, it could be so different for different people.
Right.
And it's just so crazy, and, like, everyone I feel like would have a different experience, and it's just so out there that there's no, like, standard, like, this is what you're gonna feel.
Well, when you and do, like, that. The reason I wanted to cover it, because I realized, I was like, you know, this isn't super mystic, or, like, it could, you know, it's basically just her own experience. So, like, she could totally be making it up, sure, or, like, what does it have to do? Like, it doesn't really explain anything. But I think it's so cool because she explained it as being, like, she literally said it was one of the most euphoric, like, happiest. She felt like she finally, like, understood the universe and her place in it, and, like, was one with the universe, and it was such an amazing feeling, and it's just incredible.
Oh, that's so cool.
So, like, I just wanted to, like, talk about it, because it's just, like, I don't know. I
love that.
And to think people can do that, and people do that regularly with meditation and yoga practices and spiritual practices. That's just, like, I want to experience that so bad.
That's so cool. Hey, you know, we could experience that someday. I honestly, that should be our goal.
I think we will. Well, I've been practicing. I've been working on my meditation. I've been doing my stuff, trying to get my life in balance, girl. So, you know, 2021 is the start of our spiritual journey. So I'm so excited to, like, do all of this.
I'm ready for
witchy manifesting. We're gonna manifest so much into our lives. It's gonna be so great. It's the time.
Yes. No, I totally agree.
But
it's definitely time.
Yeah, it's time. And I don't know. I just really like the story because I know it's not that crazy, but it's just so, like, it would be insane and amazing if it actually happened to you.
No, it is. It is crazy because it's, like, just so deep. I mean, when you start thinking about it, and it just, you get, like, these spirals of deep thought, and it's crazy. So I love that so much.
Yeah. So if you still want to read more, you can check out Jane Goodall's Reason for Hope, A Spiritual Journey. That's the entire title, Jane Goodall's Reason for Hope, A Spiritual Journey. And I'm sure she has a lot more very similar experiences to share that you can read. So if you want to learn more, you can. And
yay.
On to another Emma story.
Yes, let's go on to these crazy, these weird stories. Another one from the BuzzFeed article. It's the same article that I mentioned before. I don't know. I always get trapped in these articles because there's just so many out there.
They're so good. I love them.
Experiencing these. Like, they're so short. I mean, obviously, like, I'm sure they have to cut it shorter for, like, space in the article. But even though they're so short, like, it just, like, gets you thinking that, like, oh my god, this stuff happens to so many people.
I love
it. So I love that. So this one is called Hospital Smells.
Oh, no.
And, which, that just sounds great for the start.
Oh my god. I don't think I've ever wanted a hospital smell.
I know. It's from Sabrina Slaughter. I don't know if that... These are all from, like, either Reddit or people sending them in. Okay. So I don't know if it's, like, usernames or whatnot. But, okay, this is her story. A few years ago, before I had my driver's license, my mom came to pick me up from class, and as I was walking toward her, I suddenly got a whiff of a hospital. I spent a lot of time in hospitals, and they all have a very distinct smell to them, kind of like cheap fabric softener and a freshly cleaned air conditioner. That's exactly what I smelled when I was walking toward her. She then told me that my sister had gotten into a car accident and was in the hospital.
Oh my god! That's crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I can even imagine, like... Especially... And that's just, like, another sensory kind of...
And she's so right, because hospitals do have that smell. I didn't realize it was going to be about the smell of a hospital, not...
Yeah!
I was imagining, like, bodily fluid smell or something, and I was like, oh, no.
Oh, my God. That'd be gross. No, it's a very distinct smell.
It is.
No, it's not something that you just, like, she would just walk by and could just be something else. Like, it's, like, a distinct smell, and she obviously knows what it is.
Well, and especially for her to be like, oh, I smelt a hospital. Like, you don't normally think that.
Yeah, you don't just go around saying, I smelled a hospital. That's crazy. Like, I mean, maybe someone does.
Was she okay? Was her sister okay, or did you not find out?
It wasn't mentioned, so I hope so.
BuzzFeed,
I really hope that.
Give us some updates, please.
Right? And this article was from March 2nd, 2020, so it was, like, basically a year ago, but yeah. I don't know if these stories were, like, from way before. They don't really specify when the stories happen, obviously, but, like,
Well, and it could have been her sister's, like, energy reaching out to her or something. Like, that's crazy.
That's what I was thinking, too, because, like, obviously, it was almost, like, not really premonition, but, like, it kind of was on, like, borderline premonition where... it's just, like, a connection from, you know, like, the almost foreshadowing, like, she smelled that, and
right.
then her sister was in the hospital.
Yeah, because it's, like, why, yeah, that's the thing people ask is, like, well, what's the point? Like, why did I have this premonition if it doesn't lead to anything? But it's, like, maybe it wasn't maybe it was just, like, your sister's energy trying to reach out to you or something. Like,
exactly, which, that just gives me chills because,
I know.
Wow. It's crazy. But yeah, that was another one. So I mean, there's so many good ones, but it was hard to pick some, but yeah. I just found that one really cool. So
I love that one.
Yeah, if you want to share your next one.
I will. I only brought two stories today. So this is my last story, but I'm super excited about this one. I'm so pumped.
Yay!
So I was showing you before, Emma, but I'll tell everyone else too. So I recently just spent too much money at Barnes & Noble. Like always.
Yeah. Hey, that's amazing. Goals.
Yeah. Yeah.
No shame.
I mean, it's better than spending too much money on like clothes or something, but
hey, you deserve it. 2021. We all deserve it.
True. So I really wanted to start reading, like, I don't know. I really wanted to start just getting like, not a self-help book, but something more about like spirituality and meditation and like the power of manifestation and creating the life you want.
I love it.
So I got, Dr. Joe Dispenza is a very, like practiced meditation, like he's a very, I don't really know what to call him, he's like I wouldn't call him a mindset coach, but like in the world of spirituality and manifestation and meditation and stuff like that, Dr. Joe Dispenza has done so much research and scientific work proving the like possibilities that we're capable of with our minds. And the book I got by him is called Becoming Spiritual. It's super cool. It's basically all about like the power of your mindset and how like proof that people can literally like you can literally change your physical biology and like the way that your brain and body works together and the things that you do just by changing your mindset. And I highly recommend it. I'm not done with it,
that's
but
so
it's
cool.
Very good so far. And
that sounds amazing.
It's really good. And it's not like woo-woo because it's very like rooted in like scientific stuff. I mean, like it is like obviously it's spiritual, but it's very rooted in scientific studies that actually show that this stuff works. So that, to me, like, really speaks to me. So one of the first stories that they kind of talk about in the book is about a man named Jetson Milarepa. And I really wanted to talk about this story because it was so interesting. Like, it just sparks my curiosity immediately.
Oh my God, I can't wait to hear it.
And it includes a place that we definitely have to visit at some point.
Ooh, and it's our travel list. Yes. Which is for your travel list.
Yes. So, this story, again, is about Jetson Milarepa, who is now considered one of Tibet's most famous yogi saints and poets. So he was a singer and songwriter. He was a yoga master. He did meditation and was a teacher for a lot of spiritual teachings and just a really renowned, like, spiritual guide. And he lived roughly 800 years ago from 1052 to 1135. And so about 83 years. And then he is one of the only humans known to reach enlightenment in one lifetime. Wow. And he reached enlightenment after a series of, like, he had a history of mass violence and killed a ton of people and then went on this entirely, like, life-changing. He basically had to go through over 12 years of meditation and spirituality practice and, like, righting the wrongs that he did. And basically, after these 12 years, when he, like, by the time that he was fully into his teachings and practice, Milarepa became a wandering teacher and began practicing his meditation and spirituality practice in Drakkar Taso, which was a cave where he became completely isolated. He lived there completely free of any luxuries that they would have had back then. And he literally only ate nearby weeds to survive.
Oh my goodness. I can't imagine.
I know. And he literally, in all of, like, the depictions of him, he's painted with green skin because he ate so much.
Did he turn into a plant?
No, girl, yeah, kind of. He literally, he ate so much nettle plant that it turned his skin green.
That, oh my goodness, that just, I don't know why that reminded me of, like, do you remember, like, the Goosebumps book where the dad, like, this one where the dad, like, was experimenting with plants and he, like, turned to this green?
Yes! I do remember that one.
I just thought of that right away because I just, like, this, he, like, turned green in this Goosebumps
book. I thought
book.
Of a Grey's Anatomy episode where a guy turns orange because he eats too many carrots.
Oh,
my God. It just doesn't seem like it should be real, but I guess it can happen.
Wow. That's crazy.
Yeah. So he, like, totally committed to his practice and, like, was just completely, like, isolated in this cave. And this is where, like, his incredible experience happened. So, and this is something you can still see today. There are many amazing findings in the cave and, like, paintings and things that are still, like, that you can still go see in the cave. But the reason that travelers still come from all over the world to pilgrimage to Milarepa's cave is mainly because his handprint can be seen pushed into the rock wall as if the rock hadn't been there at all. He literally took his hand and pressed it into the rock, and his handprint is still there. And many believe that this is proof to be that anything is possible with the right mindset. Like, he literally, and not only that, if you go today, there are other hands all over the cave because he taught his students how to do the same thing. So he literally taught his students how to change their mindset and literally, like, change the possibilities of, like, the world. Like, I saved the picture so you could see it. I'm going to show it to you later. Like,
yeah,
it's
an actual
handprint just pressed into the rock. And you can tell it's not, like, carved there. It's insane.
Wow. And to, like, have it withstand all that time and, like,
people
can still see it today. Like, just to be in that presence. Like, that's, like cool on its own just to be able to witness it. But I couldn't even imagine, like,
yeah, you can go there today. You can, you can go there today in Tibet and get, like, a tour of, like, all of these different places. And, yeah, they can bring you to Milarepa Cave, and you can literally put your hand in his hand.
We should do, okay, yeah, we're doing this.
I know. We have to. We have to, right?
I mean, that's just so empowering. Like, thinking of, like, when, like, how you can, like, train your mindset and, like, just do anything. It's such a positive message because yeah. that's so true. I honestly believe that, too, because it's all about the mind is so powerful and anyone is capable of anything. So you just have right. to, like, keep your motivation up and looking to the future and you yeah. can literally accomplish anything. Like, well, I love that so
and
much.
And his teachings and Dr. Dispenza's teaching is basically, like, this world has put so much limitation on us and so much, like, yeah. you can't do this, this is impossible, yeah. this is impossible. And if you believe it, then it is impossible. It is. But there's yeah. so many people proving that the impossible isn't impossible. Like, you can do it as long as you, like, open your mind to it, which I just think is so crazy.
And I love that.
We'll definitely share the picture of his handprint on the wall because yes. it's so cool. And yeah, we're taking donations so that we can go to Tibet and go yep, to this cave now. So yeah, it's send just them Ben in. Lost. Just kidding.
Ben, our usernames are. Yeah.
No, I just thought please. That was insane. And
that is insane. We have I to love go. That. Oh my gosh, that's so cool. Yes. What a crazy story.
I know.
I love it.
All right, are you ready to finish it out, girl?
Yeah, I feel like this actually worked out kind of perfectly because I feel like your stories were kind of, like, more spiritual and, like,
yeah,
had a different vibe, and then mine are just, like, the kind of stereotypical, like, crazy stuff that people, like, post. But it's love. A good mix. Like, it no, worked and really
I love,
well together.
I love the crazy. Like, I love all of it, so I'm
Me
I'm
too.
Ready to
I love
it.
All of it, too. I love, like, just how we had different like vibes and like they just I don't know I just like I think this is gonna be a good episode, a lot of mix yeah. of different works, types of crazy stories.
We just work so well together.
Yes. We do. Oh my god, soul sisters. So this is another it's a different article from BuzzFeed called 16 unsettling real life stories that actually happened to people. So again, just like a bunch of Reddit stuff or people like just sending in stuff. So this is a story, one of the stories, and it is scroll all the way down.
This is the story all about how my that's what I have stuck in my head now.
That's gonna be stuck in my head now for the rest of the day. That's so catchy. Okay, so this is a story. It involves like siblings kind of having like a similar like all experiencing something when they weren't like in the same room or anything. Like,
I
it's, like,
love these stories so yes! much.
So it's like it's called the chilling moment that three siblings all experience at the same time. And it was sent in by H. Hubu F. Stank. I don't know what this... It's like H-O-O-B-O-F-S-T-A-N-K. So I don't know.
It sounds right.
Some kind of Reddit username. So this is the chilling story. It was about midnight and I was chilling in my room watching some show with the volume on low as one does when it's nighttime and the house is quiet. I'm minding my own business when I get this sudden chill up my spine and my stomach drops. Before I can even be like, huh, that's weird, I hear this piercingly loud scream or sound of a woman screaming with her mouth closed, only the sound is both directly in my ear and also coming from the living room directly outside my bedroom door. Ew. It lasts for maybe 2 seconds before the house becomes silent again. At this point, my heart is beating out of my chest, and I'm sweaty, and despite my hand now being on the doorknob, I'm wrestling between the idea of this is how people die, and I have to make sure it wasn't my mom or sister. So my family wins out, and I begrudgingly open my door to the dark. A few seconds later, both my brother and sister come out of their rooms, having the same wide-eyed look. After seeing that our parents are fast asleep, all doors and windows are locked, the street is empty, and everything is unchanged, we confirm that we all heard the exact same thing. A disembodied scream coming from the center of the living room and then directly next to us, despite us being on opposite ends of the house at the same time. Still no explanations for it, and it's the only weird thing to happen in this house.
That's fucking crazy. That's so I know. Weird.
Like, it was so, like, precise, too. Like, it was, like, a specific, like, it was a woman's scream, and it was, like, in
well,
their
especially,
ear.
Well, especially, yeah, especially having it be in their ear. Like, at the same time.
And they all, like, you know, like I said, like, their parents are sleeping. Like, everything, there was no windows open or anything. And, like, it was, like, at night, so it was, like, quiet outside.
What do you do after that? Like, how do you go to bed after that?
I know. Especially, I mean, I guess the good thing is, like, at least, for me, I'd rather have it be, like, they all experience it. And then
that's
at least
true.
You're, like, alone. Like,
at
what's
least you
happening.
Don't have to feel crazy.
Yeah. But it's still, then it's, like, scary because you're like, wow, like, we all heard it. So it's, like, confirmed
that it happened. It's nice that you're not crazy, but it's scarier because it's like, okay, you can't just write it off as coincidence or that you heard something, like, fake. Like, no, you all heard it. That's so scary.
I know. I just, stuff like that always freaks me out, too.
And then, and part of me is like, well, why the hell did that happen? Like, what was that? Like, I want to know.
And why was it, like, why did, like, all three experience, like, it's like, somehow they had to be connected. Like, they were, had the shared experience for
it's so weird.
Some reason. But.
Wow.
It's crazy. This weird world we live in. I don't know what's going on. Like, parallel universes.
I don't know, but I'm here for it. I like it.
I'm here for it, too. I'm open, honestly, like, I go through, like days just where I'm like, you know what? I'm open to anything. Like,
yeah,
just, I want to experience something. Like, come on.
I do that, too. But then at the same time, I know that, like, if I saw a ghost, I would be absolutely scared.
I know.
Like, I don't even know what I would do with myself if I saw, like, I want to see a ghost so bad just to know that they're real. But I'd be so terrified to see a ghost.
No, I feel the same way. Like, I step back and I'm like, wait a minute. Yeah, I would literally be so scared.
I could go on a ghost tour. Like, I could go on a ghost tour. I could go do stuff with people. But I could never, like, go seek out ghosts by myself. Like, that's where I draw the line.
Same. Yeah.
So we just have to go together and then it'll be fine.
It's going to happen. Yeah, we're going to go together. And it's going to be great.
It'll be so good.
Yay. Well, this is fun. This is
so fun. I really liked this episode. I'm excited to do more.
I know. Yeah, I am so excited to do more. We definitely have to get some more crazy stories. Hopefully we'll get some more from people we know.
If you're listening and you have a crazy story, remember that you can follow us on Instagram and DM us. We are Witches Brew Pod with 2 V's.
2 V's.
You can also email us at the same exact thing, Witches Brew Pod with 2 V's at gmail.com.
Don't forget the V's. That's like our, that's like the catchphrase.
Yeah, exactly. Our catchphrase now is don't forget the V's. Don't forget the V's, and don't forget to like, subscribe, comment, tell your friends about us. Please help us out.
Do some enchantments, like scream it, shout it.
We will be doing our spell jars at some point, so you can like do spell stuff with us. So,
yay! But please do, like, honestly, anything helps us out, and we just love producing this content and just like doing the things we love and talking about crazy, amazing topics. So,
and I think next week we're doing crystals, correct?
Yes. Yay! We're gonna do part two of our witchcraft series, and it's gonna be all about crystals.
I'm so excited to talk about crystals.
I can't wait, because it's like, we're kind of like zero in, like a really specific, like, I feel like we haven't done this yet, like a really, like,
we haven't like, really, yeah, specific, we haven't gotten super specific, which has been our problem, I think, so I'm really excited.
It's gonna be great. Yeah, it might be shorter than usual, but, and, you know, knowing us, we probably...
It probably won't be.
Yeah, we always go into it, we're like...
We'll try to keep it under an hour. We try really hard to keep it under an hour, and then the last one we let out was an hour and a fucking half, so we'll try. We're gonna try.
We're passionate. We're so passionate. Like, come on.
Sorry for yelling at you, any headphone users. I love you. We love you. Stay safe, everyone. Enjoy the coming spring, and we will see you back here next time.
See you next time.
Bye.
Bye.